Patriots tomorrow. Yeah. I feel like it's going to... It would be nice to kind of have a game situation.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When I was in Tampa, we practiced with the Patriots in training camp last year, so I kind of got a feeling of how that's going to go. You know, it's going to be a fun, you know, physical practice. You know, it's a chance to go out there and go against different guys. And, you know, not knowing what a guy, you know, his attributes or what he's going to do, so it's going to be fun.
The physical thing is interesting.
Yeah.
You haven't had it.
Yeah, it's like the very first full contact, really. You know what I mean? So it's going to be fun. Yeah.
That'd be hard to adjust to that.
Nah, it's football. Yeah, I mean, after a while, once you get your first hit, you're going to feel good. Yeah, I mean, that pretty much goes without saying.
So you think it's beneficial practicing against another team, even though you don't want to show too much? Neither side wants to show too much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a copycat league. Everybody's doing the same thing, just tweaking it a little different. You know what I mean? It's all about having the guys out there calling the right plays and them stopping.
When's the last time you were this fast, Griffin?
I can't even remember, probably high school. I haven't been, you know, this light for a long time, but, you know, there's always room for improvement. You know, I'm still trying to get faster, stronger, and just learn my plays more. You know, you got to just come out every day looking to improve and be consistent.
When did you finally get over the toe injury?
The offseason, you know, hurting, you know, turf toe is just like, you know, hurting your hamstring, you just need to rest. Being that we're in mid-season, you know, practicing, it's just... And it was just really a grind, so I didn't really get over it to the off season. I took like a month off, and just, you know, then when I started feeling good again, I started running, you know, just started, you know, being on my diet, and just wanted to come into camp and OTAs in shape and a good weight.
What do you think these practices against the Patriots, are you looking forward to them? What do you think these are going to show?
It's going to show how much of a competitor you really are, and, you know, being in camp this long, you know, you're tired of hitting, you know, each other. It's nice to see, you know, so another team that you're actually going to play. So instead of having to scout and watch film on them, you're going to have to be going against them every day in practice. So you know exactly who your matchup is. You're going to know exactly what they like to do, their tendencies. So from a, you know, a competitive athlete, you know, it's the best thing for us.
Well, you know, first of all, I'm just trying to get the plays down, learn everything, where I can play fast and, you know, just try to bring some speed and some more tempo and, you know, bring a little bit more to the running back group, because the group we have now is already, you know, real good, and I'm just trying to add a little more to that.
How do you feel physically? I mean, you've had some problems in the past couple of years. Are you 100%? Do you still have to sort of take care of yourself a little differently now?
Well, absolutely. You know, every day is a way we can take care of ourselves, and, you know, take the soreness away. But, you know, as far as health-wise, I'm 100%. I feel good, and I'm ready to go.
If I could ask you, like, what your impressions have been of Chris Polk, I know, you know, he seems to be pretty fast this year and everything. Like, have you kind of taken him under your wing a little bit at all?
He's a great running back, great player, great guy. And, you know, there's some things I can learn from him. You know, he's obviously here, been here, and knows the system a little bit. And, you know, I'm just learning some things from him and just trying to bring my game up.
And, you know, you can't really see too much. You know, when we was playing the nine line and stuff, I couldn't see too much. But now I'm up, I can see, I can play, you know, I can play on the ball. And like I said, it's a, you know, I'm playing a different position now. And now, you know, I'm dropping back, and I got to learn how to, you know, to check run first, and, you know, and then take my drop set. So
are you just talking about not being able to, like, you're able to see, like, the running back in the backfield, and, you know, it might be, you know, additional pass protection or
yes,
that kind of stuff?
And that's just part of the game. You know, you got to know your keys. You see, you know, you see a deep running back, you got to be ready for a run. You know, I mean, it's just part of the keys, and you can see everything moving. And, you know, and that's just part of playing outside linebacker. You got to see everything, you know, because there's times where, you know, you got to get on the three receiver, two receiver, it all depends, you know, situation. So,
what about the joint practices? Will that also be more, even more beneficial than going up against your own team?
It'll be fun because, you know, you get to see different people, you know, so I'm going to be talking, you know, having fun, acting like it's a game.
Right.
Yeah.
But in your development, is that even more better for your
Yeah, that's more helpful because, you know, I haven't played against these guys. I haven't seen these guys and the practice against them first before playing them. You know, I start picking up little tendencies that they do, you know, just on the film room. Because, you know, people, once you study them a little bit, I mean, they pretty much do the same stuff unless, you know, they change it up on game day.
Right.
Yeah.
What are some of the most important things you've learned in terms of a transition to playing a little more linebacker?
Just playing in space, you know, knowing where to be, you know, where to, you know, just on our drops. And, you know, I know how to rush the pass or know how to play the run, but, you know, that was just every day I just keep getting better in coverage. And, you know, one day I'm going to get a pick, and when I get that pick, boy, look out.